Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. Layoff notices at the school district have started to go out as it braces for potential budget cuts. School officials fear revenues from the state and Fairbanks North Star Borough could come up short by more than $15 million. The total school district budget for 2017-2018, adopted on March 30th, is $245 million, which comes from a variety of sources. A variety of programs are vulnerable, including music, sports, drug prevention, after-school activities, charter schools, all-day kindergarten, school libraries, and art. The proposals are laid out in budget reduction scenarios proposed by the school district administration. Some of the proposed cuts have prompted students at North Pole High School to plan a walkout Friday shortly before school lets out. A Save Our Schools rally is planned in Fairbanks starting at 1 p.m. Sunday at Groudon Memorial Park. The district communications office emailed parents this week encouraging them to speak out against cuts that are expected to come from the state and borough. The proposed state cut is a 5% reduction in the per-student public education funding formula. The borough is poised to cut public education funding by $3 million. The municipality is looking at providing local schools a little more than $51 million. Last year's local contribution to public education was about $54 million. School board member Thomas Bartels proposed the district consider shutting down a school. His idea is to close West Valley High School, expand the middle schools to 9th grade, and move students to Lathrop High School, which would offer classes for 10th, 11th, and 12th graders. The board decided to discuss the idea at an upcoming meeting. The Board of Education heard tearful testimony about some of the cuts being proposed. A cluster of people from Hutchison High School spoke out about the layoff notices. School district spokeswoman Cherise Walker said the district sent notices to 192 non-tenured teachers. Pink slips for school support staff and tenured teachers are next. Northern Edge has thousands of U.S. Marine Corps, Navy, Air Force, Army, and National Guard personnel practicing in the state this week during what is the largest military training exercise in the state this year. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports.
Northern Edge 2017 is officially off the ground. One after the other, fighter jets like J-Bear's own F-22 Raptors took off into the sky around Anchorage to go fight imaginary enemies in the skies over Alaska. Only, the enemies aren't exactly imaginary. Another team of U.S. fighter jets, F-16s with the Red Squad, were lurking out there somewhere after having launched from Eielson Air Force Base. They'll be working along with their own support crews and even a team of cyber operatives trying to hack the good guys to help improve warfighting skills that may be needed in the real world.
We need to train like we fight.
That's Colonel Christopher Niemeyer, the commander of the 3rd Wing at J-Bear.
Alaska offers us the opportunity to put this large number of aircraft together in both overland and overwater airspace. We're operating in areas either overland or overwater where there aren't a lot of people. And so we look very closely at that, not just the people, but also the marine mammals and the other people in that environment. And we're pretty confident that we're not really having a significant adverse impact, but we're very sensitive to that.
The Summer is for Salmon Coalition disagrees with that. Numerous fishing communities in coastal Alaska passed resolutions asking that Northern Edge be rescheduled for a different time of year, maybe when it has less potential impact for salmon fishing and marine mammal migration. Last month, Senator Lisa Murkowski penned a letter to military commanders asking that the exercise be held in the fall when it comes back to Alaska in 2019. We asked Lieutenant General Kenneth Wilsbach, the senior military officer in Alaska, about how he makes the case for this exercise when asked by people concerned about fishing or marine mammals.
When we go to the people that are smartest about the science of the activity, they all tell us, and we're very confident that they're correct, that we're not having an impact on those species.
As for the impact at J-Bear and Eielson, it means the bases are playing host to thousands more personnel than usual. Northern Edge 2017 continues until May 12th. For Alaska Public Media, in Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.
For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.